Mike Preston's report card. We got Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, and the man from Baltimore Sun. BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. What's going on, Michael?
Man, I'm sitting in this little room, cold, you know, people staring at me like I just broke in.
Well, you know, holding cell?
Being strip searched?
Oh, don't talk about that, Ed. There's a nice looking chick out here I saw, man. She's strip
search. There we go.
you know what I mean? Well,
no, listen, strip search means they have to take your clothes off, not you take your own clothes off, Mike.
And Mike, I got news for you. There's a guy that looks like me that's a supervisor down there, so he's coming in.
Ravens 28-25 over the Dallas Cowboys. What'd you give our man Lamar Jackson yesterday?
Well, I gave him a B. You know, and people would say, oh, he was 12 or 15, had a quarterback rating of 139.4. They turned Lamar into a game manager, and that was a great thing, all right, because they ran the football well. He didn't have to make a lot of great throws. He made comfortable throws, like the one to Aguilar, 56 yards, one move, gone. Kohler in the flat, one move, 30 yards. And at the end, he did exactly what he's supposed to do. He gets paid the big money. He made the big plays to get the first down. So I gave him a B. Running back, I gave him an A. I mean, Derrick Henry, 25 carries, 151 yards. The running game was very strong. Justice Hill, 5 carries, 33 yards. So they get an A. The offensive line, I gave him a B plus. And one, because they've been, I mean, everybody's criticized them, and they deserved it. They have been terrible. But yesterday, they did exactly what they needed to do to the Cowboys. They just came out and beat them up.
Hey, Mike, I gave George Warhop the game ball earlier today, the new offensive line coach.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, and they gut ran them at times, just physically just abused them. But, you know, the tackles made some nice blocks off the edge so Lamar could get to the corners. And he showed some explosion that he didn't have the week before against the Raiders to get around the corner. So I give them a B+. Wide receivers, I give them a C, and it wasn't because of their effort or how they played. They were like a complimentary weapon in this game. You know, it's we'll run the football, we'll pound the football, but we're going to stick with it. And I like their game plan. Conservative, but they stuck with it. So I gave them a C.
Do you give any fourth quarter grades of what the hell that was we saw in the fourth quarter?
That's in coaching.
Showed up in the secondary grades.
That's in coaching later on.
We'll get to that later.
Defensive side of the football, would you give that D-line, Mike?
D-line, I thought they played fairly well for most of the game. I mean, Dallas had 51 rushing yards. 16 carries. And we all know the Cowboys came into the game. Everyone knew the Cowboys didn't have any players. They couldn't run the ball. Elliott, he's done. He's finished. And that may have been Jerry Jones' way of saying, we appreciate what you did here in Dallas. Here, take the money and run. But they played well enough to shut that down. Linebackers, you know, we came into the season questioning if they could rush the passer. They're still getting after it pretty good. Van Noy had 2 sacks. I don't think Owe had a sack, but he had some pressures where he made the quarterback move. And you got to remember that Dak Prescott is not Lamar Jackson. Can't run like him, but he can. He's elusive, but there's a difference in the two type of styles. If you can make Dak move a little bit, sometimes you can get him out of rhythm. So I gave them a B+. The secondary, I thought they played well for 3 quarters. And then Dallas said, let's throw the football. They scored 3 touchdowns in Robin like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. And they threw those 2 touchdowns at the end, and you see Marlon Humphrey on the corner, and he's looking at Roquan Smith, the middle linebacker, and they're both staring at each other, pissed off, because they don't know what they're doing. They had no clue to what was going on in the back end. And Kyle Hamilton, who had played well for 3 quarters, he starts missing tackles.
Whose fault is that, Mike?
Is it coaching or is it the D-backs?
I think it's a combo of a bunch of things, because what I saw, and we talked about it last week, you saw those cornerbacks, Brandon Stevens and Marlon Humphrey, get tired. You saw it again yesterday where they didn't have any juice left in them. And then you see guys getting open. And I think what they did was they tried to switch up. They were playing zone, and they were saying, okay, we'll let you complete the passes and go down the field, and then we'll come up and make the tackle. Well, they try to go man-to-man. That's not a man-to-man team. The Ravens don't have that kind of skill level. They have Wiggins. That's about it. But the rest of those guys aren't up close, getting your face kind of cover corners. So I gave them a C-minus. But getting lost at the end, and we've seen that for 2 weeks in a row, where they can't get off the field, and they're lost. They are totally lost, like nomads in the desert. What are we doing? Where are we going? We got to start looking at the coaching a little bit there. You know, 2 weeks in a row, and we gave them the first week. It's Kansas City, Andy Reid. We give you the first week. That's going to happen. But the last 2 weeks, now we start looking at them a little bit. Special teams.
Yeah.
We talked about Mr. Tucker last week, and he missed that one yesterday. And I know those questions are going to resurface again. All right. So bring him on. I'd still take him, but you're in the dome. You got to make that one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make that. Special teams. What is it in the NFL? And I know it's this year. They tell you they're going to kick the onside kick. They're telling you you're going to do it. Hey, Zay Flowers, your only job is to pick the ball up.
or dive on it. Or fall on it.
Yeah, just get on the ball. Not only did he do it, fail to do it once, he almost did it a second time where he almost fumbled the ball. Come on, guys. you got to do better than that. I gave them a C. Coaching, I like Monken's game plan. He stuck with it. They actually came out and pounded the football. Okay, you got Derrick Henry. You got those big moments up in front who can run block. They can't pass block, but they can run block. And they came out and just whipped Dallas up front. They stuck with the game plan and conservative. I like that. On defense, I don't know what they were doing in the fourth quarter. It's going to be interesting to hear John Harbaugh talk about that. What happened? You know, he changed up, and he couldn't stop anybody, but guys were lost. All right, I gave them a C+. And here's the best thing, this is why they get the C+, because they dominated in the first two quarters, and John Harbaugh didn't have to challenge and do any of those dumb challenges that he does and loses timeouts. All right, and also, they were ahead, 20-something to 6 at halftime. So they didn't have to waste any timeouts early in the third quarter like they did against the Raiders when people were saying, why are you calling timeouts? Well, couldn't get our players on the field. They had none of that until the fourth quarter. Then they got lost. So I gave them a C+.
Mike Preston's report card. Mike, can we get you back at 9:30?
I'll be here, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Right after the cavity check, right? They got the cavity check coming in, and then we'll be able to get you back on.
Yeah, I'm going out here and check out this girl that's like Jeremy. You know what I mean?
She's hairy?
No, man, I don't know. I ain't got that far yet, bro. All right? Wow.
Mike Preston. Thanks a lot, Mike. We talked to you at 9:30, man.